Okay, good morning. Welcome to the Area 3 Band and Orchestra Festival at Pleasanton Middle School. This is the Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra, directed by Mr. Conway. My name is Troy Davis. I'm the director of bands at Aragon High School in San Mateo, California. You're off to a great start with Tocatina. Excellent watching, your director. You're doing a fantastic job of staying together, watching Mr. Conway, who is very clear. Very nice sound. So far, so good. I'm liking what you're playing. Great dynamic contrast. Good job supporting one another and not overpowering if you don't have the primary melody. I like it. I would maybe make these maybe just slightly bit more separated. The other thing I would add a little bit more of is more phrasing dynamics. You know, you have not a lot of phrasing dynamics printed in much of what we play, but that's something that we need to interpret and do on our own. So, for example, the melody. So, like, when you have that grow to the third measure and then decay a little bit after that, so it'll give it more shape and direction. Violins, when you echo the cellos at this spot here, I'm hoping you can hear this on the recording that I'm listening to, or that I'm holding. You're not matching our length of some of those notes. I want you to match what the cellos are doing so that there's more consistency between the various sections. Okay, that pits note there. It wasn't exactly together. And I think you guys are such a strong and well-trained group that you can make that even more together. The way to do that is to subdivide eighth notes in your head during that rest. So you've got one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. And you're thinking that in your head while you're playing. And on that rest in particular, you've got two and then you're exactly together on three. I think that'll help. It was really, really close. And this is a nitpicky thing of me. But you know what? You can do it. Yeah, second violins, you can come out more here. Violas, you can come out more here as well. I know the dynamic's pianissimo, but I want to hear more of those three voices. Nice job, cellos. You're staying in pitch, basses. You're locking it in there. It sounds smooth and connected. Good work. Yeah, that's another spot that you want to be subdividing during the rests. So you're thinking those eighth notes during the rest, so you're exactly together at the downbeat of 129. Excellent focus. Good watching, Mr. Conway. And then releasing and saving that magic moment at the end, and then when he puts his baton down, you coming down. Really good job on that. I think in general, like I said, my biggest comment on here is think about more of the phrasing that's not printed in your music. You know, go with the line, shape the line, give us a little bit more intensity, especially if you have repeated notes as you're moving through them so that there's direction and there's shape to what's happening. The last measure, ... has accents on it, and it's kind of your big finish. I would separate that just a little bit more, just so that there's more impact on the last few notes. cellos, basses, when you have bigger leaps, sometimes those big leaps, you're not locking in the intonation right away. For example, measure 132 basses. You have the E down to the A, then back up to a D. It's not horrible by any means. It's quite good, in fact. But those larger leaps, you want to make sure that you shift or that you move to the right spot and know exactly where that is. So practice just moving back and forth between these large leaps, these large intervals, fourths, fifths, sixths, sevenths, so that you can lock in where you need to be on your instrument to get the intonation right on. Okay. Sunayama. Very expressive. You guys are playing very beautifully. I would use more vibrato, a little bit more intense vibrato, violin and viola on this, just to warm up the sound, to add depth to your solos. And I could have the second violin play out just a little bit more. I think that's going to enrich those harmonies even more. Nice job coming in there, cello, without overpowering, coming in with a good sound, clear, clean. You could add vibrato too. That's really going to help all of you. Play like a string quartet here. It really is. Music for a string quartet at that section. So intensify, express yourselves even more than you're doing, and push your limits of musical creativity beyond what you're doing right now. It already sounds fantastic. That's just going to make it sound even better. Cellos, watch the B naturals. Da 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 dee da da da. Be careful of there, that we're all getting to the same spot and that we're all playing that in tune. Yeah, these arpeggios, cellos, once again. Some really good slow practice on long tones and out of rhythm is going to help you lock those in place and then put it back in rhythm and be able to know where the spot is that you need to play that in tune as a section. And all these broken arpeggios, da 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 dee da da da, that occurs a lot through this piece. So I'm feeling that there's a little bit of disjunct phrasing when you go across the bar lines. I want you to connect more horizontally through these phrases, especially at 42. There's a lot of feeling measure for measure instead of feeling the whole phrase. So I want you to think in phrases here rather than thinking note for note or measure for measure. You know, and cellos, that line again, the arpeggiated da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. When you are playing that, the upper strings and the people who have the melody are holding longer notes. So I want you to even bring that out a little bit more. Make it more important, because it is. I think it's getting lost. And I think the rest of you that have whole notes and half notes at any time, come down just a little bit so that the cellos can play out a little bit more on that line. Yeah, definitely cellos. I want you to bring measure 54 out. Da 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 dee 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 into the fermata, so it makes it more dramatic. But once again, this is chamber music. This is a string quartet here, and it's different than when you play in an ensemble of full strings. So I want you to play more soloistically. It says piano in those last few bars there, soloists, but you can play out more. That's a solo piano, as opposed to a group piano where we're blending more. Very nice last note. Very nice release. Again, good focus saving that magic moment at the end of the piece where the audience is right with you as the sound rings into the hall and we give it a moment to settle. And then you release that energy. And it's a good job of really showing the audience when to clap and how to stay focused. Very beautifully played. That's some expressive work going on. And I am looking forward to On an Eastern Shore. Okay, on that opening section, everybody has forte marked in their part, but there's many different things happening, right? There's the bass line, there's the cello line, and there's the viola and seconds that have something similar for part of the time, and then something different at parts of the time, and then there's the firsts. And I think you need to interact more with one another. Again, play that introduction more like chamber music as well, where the eighth notes and the moving lines come out a little bit, the longer held notes are down volume-wise just a little bit so that we can hear the interplay between this part. It's really well orchestrated and it's really well written. We want to hear all the parts and not have any long notes or sustained notes or supporting roles, accompaniment, overpower some of the melodic lines that we have. You know, this idea, this melody, da 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 da. I would like to have a little bit more strength on the first 16th notes. If you can give me a little bit more on that first 16th note, more emphasis on it. Not quite an accent, but with the idea of an accent, I think it's going to have more vitality to the sound. That whole eighth note passage with staccatos, you're doing it the way you should do it, but I would try experimenting with that, maybe playing it off the string. So it has a little bit more buoyancy and bounce and a little bit of contrast to the other music. Just want to see what you think it sounds like if you experiment with that. I think it'll bring more life to that, and I think it'll be a nice contrast. Seconds violas at 76. Also 77 and 78 when you have this line. Pay a little bit more close attention to your intonation. Da 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 da. Sometimes the G. Da da. Sorry. Da 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 da. And the F sharps are not locking in with the section. So again, slow practice on that, playing it out of rhythm and holding those notes as long tones or whole notes, and then getting them in tune, locking in the intonation on those ideas, and then going back and putting it in rhythm may really help you to lock that in. I enjoyed your performance. You have a fantastic sound. You're playing at a very high musical level. It's a pleasure to listen to you. And I can tell that you're having a lot of fun and that you enjoy your music. I enjoyed it as well. I hope that some of my comments were helpful and that you might be able to use them to continue to improve the sound of your orchestra. Wish you the best of luck in your sight reading. And I hope that you have a fantastic afternoon. Thank you again.